وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه. أما بعد، this is the class from the كتاب بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله. This is hadith 364. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: دخل رجل يوم الجمعة والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يخطب، فقال: صليت؟ قال: لا. قال: قم فصلي ركعتين. متفق عليه. نارير جابر بن عبد الله، may Allah be pleased with him. A man entered the masjid on a Friday when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was delivering the khutbah, meaning religious talk. When Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was delivering the khutbah, and he صلى الله عليه وسلم said, have you prayed? The man replied, no. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, stand and pray two rak'ah. Agree upon. This is one of the hadillah, one of the proofs used by those ulama who see that praying at tahiyyatul masjid is a mandatory. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw this man sit down, he asked, did you pray? He said, no. He said, stand and pray to rak'ah. Qum, stand, means the man was sitting. As clear in the other hadith, fajalasa. He said, stand and pray to rak'ah. We had that hadith last week. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقرأ في صلاة الجمعة سورة الجمعة والمنافقين. رواه مسلم. نارير ابن عباس، may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite the جمعة prayer, سورة الجمعة، جمعة، أن ألم المنافقين. This is one of the ways, one of the سور the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite in Friday prayer. First ركعة سورة الجمعة and second ركعة سورة المنافقون. وله عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنه عنهما كان يقرأ في العيدين وفي الجمعة بسبح اسم ربك الأعلى وهل أتاك حديث الغاشي. نارير ابن عمان بن بشير، may Allah be pleased with him and his father. He, Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to recite in the two Eids and in the Friday prayer سبح اسم ربك الأعلى and هل أتاك حديث الغاشي reported by Muslim. So Prophet Sallam, he used to recite in Friday lecture, in Friday prayer, the most of the case سبح اسم ربك الأعلى first ركعة and هل أتاك حديث الغاشي in the second ركعة. Even though he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to also sometimes lead with Surah Al-Jum'ah, Jum'ah or Surah Al-Munafiqin. Also in this hadith that Prophet ﷺ used to recite that Eid prayer. سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْعَلَىٰ and هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِي. He also, صلى الله عليه وسلم, used to recite other two surah, the Eid. Who remember what were they? Yes. نعم. نعم. أحسنت. Very good. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, sometimes he used to recite Eid prayer, Surah Al-Qaf, the first rak'ah, and Surah Al-Qamar, and the second rak'ah. And sometimes سبح اسم ربك العلى first ركعة على تاك حديث الغاشية second ركعة. That's for Eid prayer or for Friday prayer. قاف عن قمر أن سبح اسم ربك العلى أن أتاك حديث الغاشية. Is it for Eid or for Friday? That's for Eid. Yes, I repeat the question. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometime reciting the first rak'ah Surah Qamar, Surah Qaf, and second rak'ah Surah Qamar, and sometimes first rak'ah Subbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, and second rak'ah Halataka Hadith Al-Ghashiyah. Which prayer was that? Jum'ah prayer or Eid prayer? Or both? Some of you say both, some of you say Eid, some of you say Friday. That's not right. One of it must be right. طيب أحسن. That's the same thing. So the prayer which Prophet ﷺ sometimes he used to recite, the first rak'ah, سبح اسم ربك العلى, and second rak'ah, هل أتاك حديث الغاشية. And sometimes first rak'ah, قاف والقرآن المجيد, second rak'ah, قمر. Which prayer is that? Eid prayer. That was Eid prayer. How the Salah that Prophet ﷺ sometimes used to recite, first rak'ah sabbih isma rabbika al-ala, second rak'ah latika hadith al-ghashiyah, and sometimes first rak'ah surah al-jumu'ah, and second rak'ah surah al-munafiqun. Which Salah? Jum'ah prayer. We are on the same page now. Barakallahu fikum. Even though the most of the time, Isa ﷺ used to recite. Tayyib. As for the jum'ah, sabbih isma rabbika al-ala, hatta ka hadith al-ghashiyah. طيب. Who was the first baby born for the Ansar in Medina after the migration? This Sahabi, Nu'man. Nu'man bin Bashir is the first Sahabi. The Ansar had after the migration. After the Muhajirun migrated to Medina. How about the Muhajirun? Who was the first child they had? Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair ibn Awam. That question is confusing. Okay. It shouldn't. Next hadith. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال صلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم العيد ثم رخص في الجمعة فقال من شاء يصلي فليصلي. رواه الخمسة إلا ترمذي وصحابه من خزيمة. نارير زيد بن أرقم may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم prayed the Eid prayer, means on Friday, and granted a permission, means to be excused from the prayer of Friday. From the prayer of Friday prayer. And said, whoever wants to pray it, he may pray. Reported by Al-Khamsa, excluded Al-Tirmidhi ibn Khuzaymah, great it, sahih, authentic. What do we benefit from this hadith? At least he mentioned one benefit from every hadith. The benefit of this hadith is if the Eid prayer and the Jum'ah prayer takes place the same day, who has the option not to attend the Jum'ah prayer? The one who prayed Eid. Except if he is the Imam. Except if he is the Imam. So, someone pray Eid prayer. And that day is also Friday. He is excused to attend Eid prayer, Jum'ah prayer. But question, if he doesn't pray Jum'ah prayer, he choose that. If he wants, he come. He prayed the Jum'ah to get all the reward. But if he wants, he doesn't attend Jum'ah prayer. Should he pray Dhuhr or no Dhuhr? He must pray the Dhuhr prayer. He must pray Dhuhr prayer. And the ulama, they mention, one of the hikmah of that is, at the time Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The Eid prayer for Friday was only his masjid. Today having many masajids in Friday, while some masajids are empty, it is not right. The origin is the whole city, one single masjid. If it gets full, then there is an excuse for another masjid. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, all the people, Friday used to be perform all the Medina masajid, only his masjid, alayhi salatu wasalam. The Eid is bigger. People used to come from outside Medina. It's a purpose. They used to come for Eid. So someone come from outside Medina for Eid to go back again, to come back Jum'ah would be very hard. So general rule was made easy for everyone who attended Jum'ah prayer, Eid prayer, if he wish not to pray, not to attend the Jum'ah prayer. And if he choose that, he should pray the Dhuhr. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا صلى أحدكم الجمعة فليصلي بعدها أربعا رواه مسلم. Narrated أبو هريرة, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when anyone of you prays the Jum'ah prayer, he should pray four, means optional rak'at after it. What do we benefit from this hadith? That the sunnah is to pray after Jum'ah prayer four rak'ah. One hadith says that Prophet used to pray two rak'ah. So it's legislated to pray four rak'ah. If not, at least two rak'ah. How about before Jum'ah prayer? How many rak'ah before Jum'ah? Nothing specific is legislated. You come to the masjid, you either pray the tahiyyatul masjid, and then you remember Allah, you recite Quran until the khutbah starts. Or what do? You enter the masjid, you pray as much as you want. The Sahabi Ibn Umar, he used to pray until his father, Umar, entered the masjid. So you have the option. Open salah, not limited until the khatib enter or before that, or just pray the two tahiyyat al-masjid and after that until tayyib. But after Jum'ah, four rak'ah. After Jum'ah, four rak'ah, at least. وعن السائب بن يزيد أن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال له إذا صليت الجمعة فلا تصلها بصلاة حتى تتكلم أو تخرج فإن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرنا بذلك ألا نوصل صلاة بصلاة حتى نتكلم أو نخرج رواه مسلم. نارير السائب بن يزيد رضي الله عنه that معاوية رضي الله عنه told him if you offer the Jum'ah prayer do not connect it with another prayer. If you offer the Jum'ah prayer do not connect it with another prayer till you talk or go out. Allah His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded us accordingly that we shouldn't connect a prayer to another prayer till we talk or go out. Means in between them, reported by Muslim. What do we benefit from this hadith? Very good. After you pray the Jum'ah prayer, it's not allowed right there when you finish. You say you're going to pray those four rak'ahs or two rak'ah of it. Until you do what? You either leave, you move from the place, or you talk. What kind of talk? Talk to your friend or even dhikr, subhanallah. Yes. Yes, Shaykh Ibn Baz said, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, thalatha marad, or yes. So not necessarily you look for who do I talk from the people. Yeah, so the salah, the point is, salah is not, the farad is not connected to the sunnah. Then it will be like one single prayer. The hadith says Jum'ah. Is it limited to Jum'ah, but also, or also that applies to the mandatory prayers? It applies to the mandatory prayers as well. You pray Dhuhr, you either talk or you leave, you move from the isbat to pray the sunnah. مفهوم هذا؟ وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من اغتسل ثم أتى الجمعة فصلى ما قدر له ثم أنصت حتى يفرغ الإمام ثم أنصت حتى يفرغ الإمام من خطبته ثم يصلي معه غفر له ما بينه وبين الجمعة الأخرى وفضل 3 أيام رواه مسلم. Narrated Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever takes a bath, then comes to the Jum'ah prayer. He takes a bath, he takes a shower, then he comes to the Jum'ah prayer. Then prays what was fixed for him. Then prays what was fixed for him. What does it mean is fixed? What was decreed for him. What was decreed for him. Then keep it silent till the imam finishes the khutbah, religious talk, sermon. And then prays along with him, his sin is committed, his sin is means committed between that time and the next Friday will be forgiven. His sin is between that time and the next Friday will be forgiven with an addition of 3 days more. With an addition of 3 days more. So in this hadith, the benefit, whoever take a bath Friday, he goes to the masjid, then he pray whatever Allah decree for him, whether it is 2 rak'ah of tahiyatul masjid or more than that, whatever Allah decree for him, he pray, then he remains silent, he keep it silent. From what time to what time he keeps silent? From the time the khatib, he says, he started the Friday lecture. Is it the time he started the Friday lecture or the time he says Salaamu Alaikum? Naib, someone else? Yes, the time he started the khutbah. What's being silent for is the khutbah. As for the adhan, the people should follow the adhan. You should say after the muadhin. So then the imam, the khatib, he stand, that person, he remains silent until the khutbah is finished. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّي مَعَهُ Then he prays with the imam. So until the khutbah finish means, how about between when the khutbah finish and when the salah is started? Can he talk? Can he talk or make dua or he talk? Or is he not allowed to talk? The question is clear? Yeah. حتى يفرغ الإمام من خطبته. That's the until the Imam, ماذا what he does? He keeps silent till the Imam finishes the khutbah. So being silent is until the Imam finishes the khutbah. What's being silent for? It's for the khutbah. So it starts when he starts and it ends when he finishes. After that, you talk until the Iqamah is made. Or the salah is inter. Whoever does that, what he did, he took a shower, he came to the Jum'ah, he prayed something. He remained silent until the khutbah is finished. Then he prayed with the imam, he get the forgiveness of that Jum'ah and the next Jum'ah. And 3 more days, 10 days forgiveness. Person, wallahi, is in need of one single sin to be forgiven, one. One time he disobeyed Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knowingly. Ala ilm, he knows it and he disobeyed Allah one time. It's a big thing. Even if it's minor comparing to the major one. But to disobey Allah is a big thing. Subhanallah. To disobey a human being is a big thing. How about to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So not only one disobedience, all those kinds of disobedience between those 10 days is forgiven. And that is the minor sin, not the major. But the minor sin itself, in a way, is a major sin. Therefore, some ulama, they say there's no major minor sin. There's no. Because they say when you look who is the one disobey, it is Allah Azza wa Jal, nothing is minor than. Al-Muhim. So 10 days of forgiveness for doing those four things. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذكر يوم الجمعة فقال فيه ساعة لا يوافقها عبد مسلم وهو قائم يصلي يسأل الله عز وجل شيئا إلا أعطاه إياه وأشار بيده يقللها متفق عليه وفي رواية لمسلم وهي ساعة خفيفة نارير مينس أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the day of Jum'ah and then said there is a time in it means in Friday at which no Muslim would stand up while praying and beg Allah who is great and glorious for something except that he would give it to him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his hand that it means this time is short. Agree upon. A narration of a Muslim has this time is brief. Is brief. In this hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is a time, very short time, not long time, very short time. In the word of Bukhari and Muslim, and in the word of Muslim, brief time. No one is in prayer, is standing. Stand up while praying and beg Allah. He beg Allah, Allah who is great and glorious. That person, he beg Allah for something except that he would give it to him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his hand that it means this time which the dua is accepted in Friday is short. And the word of Muslim is brief. Question. When is that time? Between Asr and Maghrib. Another opinion. Yes. The Imam, when he sit between the two khutbah, the time he is sitting. Another opinion. The Salatul Jum'ah itself. Another opinion. Subhanallah. Ibn Hajar, he said, there are more than 40 opinions on this issue. 40 opinions on this issue. Which one is the strongest? Yes. Two opinions is the strongest. One is mentioned in this hadith. We go to the next hadith, inshallah. وعن أبي بردة عن أبيه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول هي ما بين أن يجلس الإمام إلى أن تقضى الصلاة. هي ما بين أن يجلس الإمام إلى أن تقضى الصلاة. رواه مسلم ورجح الدارقطني أنه من قول أبي بردة. ناري أبو هريرة أبو بردة ناري أبو بردة may Allah be pleased with him from his father رضي الله عنه. I heard Allah's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said that time جزاك الله خير. That time is between the time when the Imam sits down and the end of the prayer. That time is between the time when the Imam sits down and the end of the prayer. Reported by Muslim. Ad-Darqutni held that the stronger view is that it is the saying of Abu Burda, not the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So based on this narration, when is that time that Allah accepts the dua? Based on this narration, when the Imam enters or when he sits? When he sits, until when? Until he finished the salah or until he finished the khutbah? This narration says until he finished the salah. Okay. That is the time. Here is a question. Some ulama, they say this hadith, like Imam Muslim, is marfu'. Is it the saying of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And some of the ulama of hadith who go after Imam Muslim book, like Dharqutni, a great alim, he said this is the statement of the Sahabi, not marfu'. It's mawquf ala sahabi radiallahu anhu. Tayyib. So the list is the statement of the Sahabi. It's not like any other one who come after him. So the list, either the hadith is marfu' according to Imam Muslim, or according to Imam Dharqutni, is the saying of the Sahabi radiallahu anhu. That is when the Imam sits down, and Imam, he sits down when? After he says salam. So that includes the time of the adhan, the time of the khutbah, and the time the salah is finished. When someone can make dua in those times, na'am, between the, when Imam sits down, the adhan starts. So after the adhan, if he follow the adhan, and that's better, it's not mandatory on him. That's the sunnah. To make dua and to follow the adhan, which one is better? To follow the adhan. To follow the adhan. Don't say when adhan is going, I'm starting dua. No. That ibadah, that's his time. So there is a time after he finish, the muadhin, he finish the adhan until the khatib, he start the lecture. That time you can make dua. Khatib still is not talking. Also the time between when the khatib sits down. That is rather, even there is hadith, Prophet Sallam, sometimes he used to say, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. So some ulama, they believe that is the time when the khatib is sitting on the member before he stand for the second lecture. That is, some ulama, they said. Okay. That's based on this hadith or this author. طيب. قال رحمه الله وفي حديث عبد الله بن سلام عند ابن ماجه وجابر عند أبي داود والنسائي أنها ما بين صلاة العصر إلى غروب الشمس. ابن ماجه reported from عبد الله بن سلام and أبو داود and النسائي reported from جابر it is between the عصر prayer and sunset. It is between the عصر prayer and sunset. شيخ الألباني authenticated this hadith. So it is authentic that the Prophet ﷺ said it is between Asr and Maghrib until the sun sets. Now there is a question. In both hadith, in the hadith, Prophet ﷺ said someone stand up while praying. Stand up while praying. Those times mentioned now after the khatib sits down until he finished the salah. Or after Asr to Maghrib, is there time of prayer? What prayer? Salatul Jum'ah. So Salatul Jum'ah, therefore some ulama, they say it is the Salatul Jum'ah. When the person is, the dua he makes is accepted. Is there another time of prayer? Salatul Asr. Salatul Asr, after Asr prayer, is there Salah? Because the hadith say after Asr, not Asr prayer. So that hour is not in Asr time. It's not means in Asr prayer time. It is after Asr prayer. بعد العصر. أنها ما بين صلاة العصر إلى غروب الشمس. طيب. One of the Sahaba was asked. He said that's between Maghrib, between Asr prayer and Maghrib. And he was asked, how? While the Salah is not even legislated that time. He said, المرء في صلاة من تذر الصلاة. The person who sit in the masjid after Asr and wait in Maghrib, he is in a prayer. He is in a prayer. There's another hadith showing that. Even now, you sit in Maghrib, you wait in Isha. If Isha comes, you're leaving. What's holding you is only Isha prayer. Yes, you want to benefit from the class, but really is the Isha prayer will keep you here. Isha prayer would have been within 30 minutes, we would have finished the class. It would have taken 1.5 hours, it would have stayed. So what holding us after Allah is the Isha prayer. So now you are in Salah. This is one of the benefits of the class between Maghrib and Isha. You are in a prayer. So those ulama, they say after Asr to Maghrib, if you remain seated where you pray Asr till the sunset, you are in Salah. So the dua you make it is accepted. Another hadith shows, وَهِيَ آخِرُ سَاعَةٍ, and it is the last hour. The hadith says, Jum'ah prayer is 12 hours. Jum'ah day, يوم الجمعة 12 ساعة. Prophet says, 12 hours. And that ساعة is the last hour. That ساعة is the last hour. So, to be safe side, at least those two times, make dua. When the imam sits down, make dua. In the prayer, in the Jum'ah prayer, make dua. After Asr, till Maghrib, make dua. Insha'Allah, that short time, you will get it, insha'Allah ta'ala. قال ابن حجر وقد اختلف فيها على أكثر من 40 قولا أمليتها في شرح البخاري. More than 40 different sayings were narrated about this mean special virgin time on Friday. And I have detailed them in my book, Sharh al-Bukhari. So if you wanted the detail of those 40 opinions, and what every opinion, because every opinion said by scholars, ulama, alim said one of those 40 opinions. So these two opinions now we have mentioned is just a two. There are another 38, more than 38. So if you wanted the detail, whatever alim is using, you go back to the book of Ibn Hajar. Ibn Hajar, this is his book, Bulugh al-Maram. Here he is not mentioning those details. If you wanted the detail, go to the explanation of Sahih al-Bukhari. طيب. Then Imam Bukhari, Imam Ibn Hajar said, وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال, مضت السنة أن في كل 40 فصاعدا جمعة رواه الدارقطني بإسناد ضعيف. ناري جابر رضي الله عنه it is decided in the Sunnah that the Friday prayer is established, recognized when 40 praying persons or more attain it. الدارقطني reported it through a weak chain of narration. Narrators. So this narration, which Imam Dharqutni, who is a Shafi'i, even though he's Muhaddith, he's a Shafi'i, you say this narration is weak. The narration showing that the Sunnah is that the Jum'ah prayer should only be established by 40 people or more. So if there are 10, 20 people, they don't pray Jum'ah prayer based on this narration. This is the opinion of one of the school of thought. Who are they? Who from the four schools see that opinion? No Friday lecture until 40 or more. Naam? Those I am sure is Shafi'i. Because there is Shafi'i. The Shafi'i. One of the students, my classmates, it's not classmates, we're not in the same class, we're in the same university. What do you call university mate? What do you call? Classmate. But we never been in the same class. He was in a college. Actually, we were in the same college, the same faculty, but not the same. Yeah? Nafs al-sana. Okay, classmate then. But we are not in the same room. Okay, tayyib. He said he went to Africa, somewhere Africa, in Ethiopia, in the Ajaza time, vacation time. He found people not praying Jum'ah prayer. He asked her why. They say, we're less than 40. They say, how are you less for the whole city? They say, because these people you see, they are travelers, they're nomad people. And the 40 must be resident. So we are not sure that 40 of them is resident. All these hundreds of thousands of people, say yes. Then he said, I debate with him, I convince him, that's not right. That's not a strong opinion. Yes, the Shafi'i, they said, but it's not the strongest opinion. No proof showing 40. They have seen the like of this narration, which is weak. He said, Alhamdulillah, he accepted. He started giving a Friday lecture. I went back. He said he went back. Next year, he go back. He said the Friday lecture is going. I was very happy. But the Imam, he was reading from an old book. Old book. In this book, he make a dua. Some Friday lectures, some Imams in Africa, they only read from book, not what they prepare from a book. The father, he died, his son, they do the same thing. Jum'ah doesn't have to be anything with what's going on. So then when the dua come, he started making dua. Allahumma ansur jaysha Khakhan al-muttajih ila Faransa. Allahumma ansur jaysha Khakhan al-muttajih ila Faransa. And people, they saying, Ameen, Ameen, Ameen. When the Friday lecture ended, he said, I talked to the Imam, who is the one who listened. And mashallah, started the sunnah of establishing Jum'ah prayer. I say, Imam, you were making dua, saying, oh Allah, aid the army of Khakhan, which face now confronting France, the Muslim arm led by Khakhan, which is now facing the France. Oh Allah, give them aid. Oh Allah, supported them. Oh, I say, he said, where is this Muslim arm led by Khakhan, who is now attacking France? That was about 25 years ago. Is there that arm last 20 years, 30 years attacking France, led by Muslim commander? Most likely Khakhan is Turkish. It's Turkish Khakhan. What's that name? Khakhan? Those countries, Al-Muhim. Yes. The Indians? Khakhan? Okay. Pakistani too. Okay. Barakallah. So he said, I said, the Imam, where is this Muslim arm today at war with France? You make it dua on Friday. He said, it is in the book. So Al-Muhim, so that's the, because that's the madhab of Shafi'i. They say 40 or more resident. That's the condition. But the other ulama, they say no proof. No proof. No proof for that. As long as there is jama'ah, jama'ah starts at 3, it's valid. وعن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يستغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات في كل جمعة رواه البزار بإسناد لين نارير سمرة بن جندب The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to ask for Allah's forgiveness for the believing man and woman believing woman every جمعة prayer البزار reported it through a weak chain of narrators so this is not authentic That Prophet used to ask Allah to forgive the believing man and women every Friday is not authentic. But what's authentic is Prophet used to make dua at the end of Friday. This hadith Sahih Muslim. He used to make dua. Did he used to raise his hands? Prophet when he's giving Friday lecture, did he used to raise his hands? Anyone who has sunnah in that? Prophet Muhammad, he's giving Friday lecture. At the end, he used to give dua, make dua. Did he used to raise his hands? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to raise his sababa, index finger. He used to say that when he making Friday dua. Amir, you confused or you understand? Prophet, he used to raise only one finger, the index finger, just like he does that in when? In the tashahud. In the tashahud, when you are in at-tahiyyat, why you point out the finger, the index finger, why? Is you making dua with it. That's why it's legislated when you make dua only. If you're not making dua, you put it down. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he's making dua, he had three ways to make dua. One time, sometimes he make dua, some situations, he raise his two hands. He raise his two hands all the time. Like when he's making istisqa, asking Allah to bring rain. Every time Prophet Hussein is asking Allah to bring rain, he used to raise his hands. Is that clear? There were other situations, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to raise his hand, he used to raise only one finger, index finger, like the tashahud, like the Friday dua. And sometimes he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was not used to raise anything. Was not used to raise anything. Just like when? After the five prayers. After the five prayers. There is dua. His asana was not used to raising anything. No finger, no the whole hand. The ulama, they said, from the love of the Messenger and sticking to his sunnah and avoiding any innovation is to follow that sunnah. Where Prophet used to raise his hand in dua, you raise his hand. Where he used to raise only one finger, only one finger. Where he was not used to raise his hand, don't raise your hand. As for where, it's not known. Nothing was narrated. Like now we want to make dua, for instance. We want to make dua. What is the origin? To raise hand or not? The origin is to raise hand. The origin is to raise hand anywhere. Prophet ﷺ used to make dua and he was not used to raise hands. Anywhere else to make raise hands. Because hada min adabi dua is from the etiquette of accepting the dua to raise your hand. That is the origin. So now you go to your car, something comes to your mind to make dua, raise your hands. But where Prophet ﷺ used to make dua, and he was not used to raise his hand, don't raise your hand, like the sujood. Like after walad-dalin, some Muslims, when they finish the fatiha, fatiha is dua. Walad-dalin, they raise their hand, or both, or one hand. Don't do that, that's innovation. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to make the dua, and he was not used to raise his hand. You see some imams Friday lecture, when the imam is making dua, the imam himself is raising his hand. Don't do that. Prophet was not used to do that. One of the Sahaba, he saw imam raising his hand. He said, قَبَّحَ اللَّهُ هَاتَيْنِ الْيَدَيْنِ رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَخْطُبُ عَلَى هَذَا الْمِنْبَرِ وَلَا يَزِيدُ أَنْ يَقُولَ هَكَذَا أَنْ يَقُولَ هُنَا بِمَعْنَى أَنْ يَفْعَلَ هَكَذَا. He said, Allah, disgrace these two hands. I have seen the Messenger of Allah making Friday lecture, making dua on this member Friday, and he was not exceeding to only point out one index finger. He get mad at the imam. Sahaba, they love the Messenger. They see Messenger Hassan used to be this member, not raising his hand. Somebody is coming, he raising his hand. Who are you? He said, my Allah disgraced these two hands. The same thing was not narrated that Prophet used to raise hand at the grave. When the body is buried, was not narrated. That he used to raise his hand, or he used to recite the Yasin, or he recite any Quran, or they used to make dua collectively, nothing was narrated. Nor even could give a lecture on the grave except one incident. One time only Prophet, he gave a lecture in the graveyard. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave lecture. He gave reminding lecture one time as narrated in the graveyard. And that was when a body was being buried and it took time. So before the grave is deep, before Prophet ﷺ, he was sitting. The Sahaba, the rest were around him except those who were taking care of the grave. And he gave a talk. The long hadith al-Bara. And how the two group of the people when someone die, long hadith, very important hadith. And all the hadith of Prophet ﷺ are important. That's the only time. Not other time. So some people, what they do now, whenever there is somebody buried, give a talk. In the graveyard, it's not from the sunnah of the Messenger ﷺ. That's from innovations. Don't say, I remind people there. I'm reminding people. Prophet ﷺ loved to remind people more than you. And he didn't remind them in there. Except when the grave was being waited. And that's understandable. People coming together, silent, to remind them. What he ﷺ used to do, when the dead is buried, he used to stand, he used to say, استغفروا لأخيكم واسألوا له التثبيت فإنه الآن يسأل. استغفروا لأخيكم, seek forgiveness for your brother. at that time was a man. For a woman, for your sister. وَاسْأَلُوا لَهُ التَّثْبِيتِ And ask Allah to give him firmness, to be firm in the answer. There is a big fear in that situation. In this worldly life, one goes through little hardship, very little hardship. Wallahi, his mind is about to be out. A fire takes place, a house. Some parents, their children get burned while the parents are there. Why? They don't know what to do. They become like crazy. They go, they run, they go. They don't know anything. Their mind is out. It happened. Because of the difficult person cannot handle. Yes. So, what do you think in the grave when you see these two angels? So the time the person he needs the most to be firm is in this dunya upon tawheed and in the grave in that situation. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ So the dua that needs is two. The most, oh Allah forgive him, oh Allah keep him firm. Don't bring other dua. That is more sufficient. Yes, after that, the other dua is open. But that is the most important dua. And that should be done one by one, not collectively. No, one by one. And that's more close to the khushu'. When people, one making dua, another one taking, is when you see the grave in front of you and you're making dua, is more close to the khushu'. Someone else may say, what's more close to the khushu' is to give lecture, or what Prophet ﷺ did is the best. What Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did is the best. Wallahi, we should shy. Yani Allah Azza wa Jal. When we come to know Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he took a bath. He took away. And we are in that situation. And we bring in something else. It's very dangerous. Subhanallah. Why Prophet Muhammad was sent then? What was his mission? That's his job, Ali. That's why Allah sent him. And you're taking over and you're bringing something else. هذا لمن ما قدر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حق قدره لا تقدم بين يدي الله ورسوله. So where the sunnah is clear, should be performed as it is. Should be performed as it is. No innovation. So those Quran, reciting Yasin, talking to the dead, saying if the angel, if the munkar wa nakir, they come to you and they ask you, who is your Lord? Say Allah. Who is your messenger? Say Prophet Muhammad. What is your religion? Say Islam. Say this. They're giving lecture. That is not the issue. Recite as much as you recite. That's finished. This reminding would have benefited him when he was alive. Maybe they don't remind him when he's alive. When he's alive, they don't call him to come to the masjid. He doesn't pray. But when he dies, his janazah is being brought to the masjid. When he's alive, he needs help, financial help. They don't help him. He died, they slaughter how many camel a week, whole week. Wallahi, it's amazing. Now, the sunnah is, so this dua, again, it's not authentic. The Prophet ﷺ used to make this specific dua, Friday lecture, after Friday lecture, but he used to make dua, alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is legislated, and the imam to raise only the finger. Wasn't narrated from the ma'mumin. And before I forget, because of the hadith, whoever comes to the masjid and remains silent until the imam finished the khutbah, that even you don't say salamu alaikum to the one who listened Friday lecture. You enter the masjid, you don't say salamu alaikum. Even if you say salamu alaikum, you don't return the salam. If somebody does wrong, you don't talk to him by telling him don't do that. If you do that, you lose the Jum'ah prayer. What should you do? Use gesture. Your head, your hand, sit down, don't talk. And that is to that, those who listened. As for the imam, yes, he can correct the people. He can talk to them. He can ask them. Naam. As the Prophet ﷺ, he did. That man who said the masjid, he said, did you pray? He said, no, stand and pray and shorten your prayer. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.